Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Number two, Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. We're live in the Priority One Security Studios, where security is our first priority. Here's a question for the masses. All right, so now that we've established that Brad Stevens is king of the world, we've established that he is the ruler of all
apparently
things.
Apparently a better coach than Coach K, Gino, and Belichick combined.
I mean, let's be honest. John Wooden hopes that one day he can become, from the grave, who Brad Stevens is right now. Which is the more egregious snub? Brad Stevens not just not winning, but getting zero votes when Terry Milquetoast Stotts, Greg Lifetime Achievement Award Popovich, Doc, I can't believe I voted for him, Hanging Chad Rivers.
Nate who? McMillan.
Nate, I thought you were coaching a West Coast team that's now defunct McMillan. When those guys got votes, Brad Stevens getting no votes. Zero.
Mike, not again. D'Antoni. He won it last year.
They did get the one seed in the West. Like, yeah, you give them credit.
I guess.
They were the best team in basketball this year. You give the coach credit for having the best team in basketball.
All right. I'll deal with it with Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
You can have some votes. Him and Brett Brown. I'm good with those votes.
Brett the Process Brown is in there. Who else? Who am I missing there?
Did you say Quinn Snyder?
Oh, Quinn. Whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Nice job, Snyder. Really a nice job. The Jazz, you want to talk about an injured team? The Jazz, Gobert was out for a while. I think Favors was out for a long time. They had injuries all year long, and they still guarded so well. You got to give the coach credit for that.
Quinn, maybe one day you will overcome the disgrace you brought your name at Missouri.
Yeah.
Snyder.
Yeah. Quinn, I can't believe your face aged that much in the G League, Snyder.
Hashtag the Brotherhood.
How aged is Quinn Snyder's face?
Is Quinn part of the Brotherhood? The Duke Brotherhood?
The brother is no, there's no such thing. There's no such animal as that. It's fictitious.
Didn't you
it's
love?
Totally made up.
Didn't you love to see that hug last night after the Celtics Sixers game between two Duke legends, J.J. Redick and Jason Tatum?
Who are totally in the same Brotherhood. But they went to the quarterly Brotherhood meeting in Durham, didn't they? When they all get together for a little Brotherhood reunion, don't they all know each other from
two
that?
Two Duke legends. Legends.
Man, in 10 years, people are going to be like, Jason Tatum played for Duke? In 2 years, nobody's going to know that anybody played for Duke. Wendell Carter played for Duke?
We forget that about some of these rookies because I think for what the NBA has been over many years, we're kind of conditioned to think that a rookie is what? 21, 22 years old. Jason Tatum is 19. This man's going to be in the league for at least 20 more years. That's what blows me away with some of these rookies, with how good Jason Tatum is so young.
He's 21.
Jason Tatum's 21?
21 years old. He's 21. I think he just turned 21.
He was at Duke last year.
Yeah, you're right.
How is 21? He 21?
I just saw that on Twitter. I would not have known that if
how
I had just looked
up. How is that possible?
He's 21.
How many grades did he get held back in? He's 20.
He's 20?
He
okay,
just
20
turned 20. March
just
3rd,
turned 20.
1998.
Okay. Well, that was a mistype then.
So he was 19 for most of his rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Was he an actual rookie or did he sit out 6 years like Ben Simmons?
I'm thinking maybe
did.
He was held back in high school or something.
Ben Simmons, 30-year-old rookie. The Chris Winkie of rookies. Anyway, all of that. That being said, we should start, by the way, before we get to that, we should start this really poor dad joke. I think it should trend. That all these one and dones, like Kyrie played for a duck because before they could write the E, he was gone. He played for duck.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Your boy, Gary Trent, duck legend, played for duck. If he'd stay for 2 years, we could add the E.
Even me, as a Duke fan, there's going to come a time in the next 5 years, I'm going to see a guy in the league and I'm going to go, he played for Duke?
He
I'm
was
not going to be able to remember.
Two whole years?
What?
2 years at Duke?
Like Brandon Ingram.
What is wrong with him?
Brandon Ingram, he played at Duke?
What is wrong with you? You stayed at Duke a second year?
Harry Giles?
Are you stupid?
Who's going to remember Harry Giles played for Duke?
Nobody.
Anybody?
Nobody. Didn't Corey Maggette play for Rhode Island? Wasn't he on that team? Elton Brand was straight from high school, wasn't he?
No, those guys count. They actually played for D-U-K-E.
They were one-year guys, weren't they?
Elton Brand was two, I'm pretty sure.
Elton Brand was two. That whole team, like that was kind of a disastrous team, low-key, late 90s, all those guys. Anyway, regardless of all that, what's more of a snub? Deshaun not winning the Heisman or Brad Stevens getting zero votes as the best coach in an award presumably given to the best coach?
Quack, I'm going to let you finish.
Okay.
But Deshaun had the greatest snub of all time.
The greatest snub of all time.
The greatest snub of all time. Not once.
The show needs to be rescued.
Twice.
I said Brad Stevens was the greatest human to ever walk the planet, and you said that Deshaun Watson was the greatest snub of all time. Greater than Judy Garland at the Academy Awards in 1939 for The Wizard of Oz. Greater than that.
Yes.
Greater than, what's a recent one? No Country for Old Men when it went. What was that? There Will Be Blood was so much better. I watched both of those. There Will Be Blood so much better. Totally got snubbed for the Oscar for Best Picture. Citizen Kane, snubbed by the Oscars.
Greater snub than Miranda winning Female Vocalist of the
You're
Year.
You're mad about that one.
Every year over the Queen, Carrie Underwood.
Are you on the, like, every year LeBron should be MVP, every year Carrie should be female
yes.
vocalist because
Even
her vocals haven't changed?
She hasn't put out
changed.
A single song.
Every year.
She's female vocalist.
Is Celine Dion still alive? Anyone?
No, the Country
Celine
Awards.
Pass? I'm just saying. Did she pass? If not, she gets it.
Don't go
by
spreading
default.
Rumors.
I'm sorry.
Deshaun had the greatest snub of all time.
Greatest snub of all time mm-hmm. and I.
Twice, by the way. Twice.
You think he should have won it twice?
Just saying.
It's 6'5".
Was he there?
This is outrageous.
Was he not the GOAT when he was
6'5", there? 6'5", roars the number. 6547627. That's crazy talk right there. That's crazy talk.
Text us if you disagree.
It's tough. Look, isn't
You're
it...
You're wrong.
Isn't
disagree.
It a fact that Brad Stevens fell so far beneath where Deshaun Watson did?
Deshaun at least got invited.
If Deshaun had no votes, it would be Brad Stevens right now.
Right.
I can make a case for like half of those coaches over Stevens, but there's some guy. Like, who voted for Terry Stotts instead
Terry
of Brad
Stotts
Stevens?
Himself.
Yeah, there's no way you can vote for yourself. There's no way. I'm going to look this up. Who votes for this? It is the head coaches of all 30 NBA teams.
Voted by his peers.
Here's what the official release says. The voting for this year's award, once again, illustrates the depth of coaching excellence in the NBA. Illustrates the depth, but not the quality, because the best coach ain't on there. If your depth of coaching in the NBA includes Terry Stotts and Popovich, whose team limped to the finish and whose best player spent half the year in New York getting, like, stem cell therapy or some nonsense, seeking 9 different opinions for his mysterious injury that no one knows what to call it or what it is. Doc Rivers, who basically got a sympathy vote for Chris Paul leaving and Blake Griffin being traded.
Doc Rivers, not even the best Doc that we'll talk about on this program today.
Oh, Doc Redman?
Doc Redman
Can
is
I get
the best
a
Doc.
Mention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, not even number one Doc in the world right now. So what are you even doing, Doc Rivers? Doc Rivers does not deserve a vote for Coach of the Year. In 2018? What?
This is a real question that I have, and I'm not going to look it up. I just want you... Did they make the playoffs?
No, the Clippers did not make the playoffs.
How are you going to take a team that started the year with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan not to the playoffs? And also Jamal Crawford. And also, isn't he the GM? So he's also responsible for the
yes.
state of their roster?
Doc is the only coach on this list that did not
what?
Have a team in the playoffs. And as this release says, it was voted on by his peers, by other coaches. A texter asked us, which coach is most likely to vote for himself? The answer is Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers would vote for himself.
Oh.
Doc Rivers would totally vote for himself.
Austin Rivers went to Duck. That's another one.
Oh, that one I totally forgot.
I forgot Austin Rivers
went to Duke. Yep.
We're gonna be talking NBA
That's
in
one
5
you forget
years
about.
Going, who? What? Kanye West gets in on the Health Air text line, says that's a worse snub than Taylor Swift over Beyonce.
And I like the clarification that Kanye is, parentheses, father of North. So he's father of Toronto because they are the North.
We the North. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. But you're sticking with it that Deshaun was a bigger
snub. I also resent this text. It wasn't a snub when Lamar Jackson won it. Leave bias out of it. I'm not being biased. Why would I be biased? I'm not currently wearing a Clemson jacket. I am
Kelly Grambling.
Why would I be biased?
That's my jacket, isn't it?
No.
That's my jacket. That's my jacket?
That you've tried
to
wear.
That's the infamous jacket. Whoa. There's no trying about it. I rock that jacket.
This is the women's jacket that you've worn in public.
Yes. The Alexa Rand special. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out.
That's mine. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to get in. Last night, Brad Stevens, Celtics. I'm not sure if he didn't coach as well, as brilliantly as he did when he was just basically rocking all the slob plays, the sideline out of bounds, rocking the slob plays at the end of the ball game. But he did have to prepare his team. Like, he called a couple of timeouts late. I thought, you know what? That's good. Like, a little bit frantic. He calls timeout to settle him down. And a lesser coach, you would think nothing of it. But with Stevens, everything he does, you have to magnify it, you know? You have to magnify everything that Stevens does because I just put him on a pedestal above all other living and breathing humans. So, Stevens' team last night, down the stretch, I thought his team and Brett Brown's team played exceptionally well. The Celtics and Sixers played exceptionally well, both sides down the stretch. I didn't think one team lost it or the other. I thought whoever won was going to have earned the victory. There were a lot of great possessions, and I give the Sixers a lot of credit too, because they kind of had a couple of little rallies there, and then the Celtics would push that lead back to like 10 or 12. It was like 11, I think, at the end of the third or right at the beginning of the fourth. And Philly, for all of its struggles to score in the middle of the ball game, found a rhythm late and made the Celtics play exceptionally well down the stretch to win. I thought it was a very entertaining game because the Sixers came back on Boston and made Boston actually earn the win, as opposed to them kind of choking it away a little bit there over the weekend and allowing the Celtics to kind of, you know, Stevens work his magic and then make the layups that they had.
If Joel makes that layup down the stretch, I think it was the Sixers were down two, and Joel had a look,
yeah,
like a real good look.
Good look.
Missed it. If the Sixers win that game last night, is this a series?
No.
No? Not even going back to Philly for game
six? No, because I still think that the Celtics proved that they were, well, you know what? I'm going to amend my previous statement.
It's a big what if, and it didn't happen.
It isn't Embiid. This is so unfair, and I can't believe I'm saying it because I have no evidence for this. This is just what I feel. Isn't Embiid missing that layup the reason that the Celtics won the series? Like, sort of like Valanciunas misses all the putback, all the little tip bunnies. Compose yourself, alleged star, and make the layup. It's not, you know, Dikembe Mutombo on you.
Well, just
it's Aaron
overall.
Baines is on you. Like, make a shot over Aaron Baines, alleged all-star.
The Sixers overall, because the previous play, Jason Tatum had a layup, composed himself, collected himself, made it, right? And I think you would definitely argue that Jason Tatum played with more composure in the series than Ben Simmons, if you're just comparing rookies,
yes,
quote-unquote rookies. And the Sixers, I thought that was the main issue for the Sixers down the stretch in many of those games, was composure. Bad turnovers. Not looking cool, calm, and collected down the stretch. And the Celtics did. If you want to give Brad Stevens some credit for that, that's fine. But I also think that, yes, the Celtics have a young core, but they have a good amount of veteran presence that you could really see with Al Horford, with guys like Terry Rozier. I mean, not exactly elder statesmen, but veterans. Veterans compared to some of these rookies. The Sixers' lack of composure at certain times, I think, cost them. It definitely cost them.
They did. Last night, I thought they were more composed. They made some shots down the stretch. They threw it in sometimes. Like, they ran some really good action to get mismatches down inside. Simmons a couple times got matched up with smaller defenders and were able to get them down in the post. I enjoyed watching sort of the chess match as both teams, instead of playing isolation basketball, for the most part, Tatum isolated a couple times on a pick and roll switch, but for the most part, they were running sets and getting shots off of their looks, which I thought spoke to the brilliance of both coaches and, mm-hmm, and both systems.
One more thing I noticed in the Celtics series, I think it's going to be huge in both of these conference finals. The team that, I think if you polled the nation, right, the team that most people think is going to win in each series, I would say it's the Warriors and probably the Cavs because you go with LeBron.
Yes.
Neither of those teams have home court. I think that's really interesting. The Warriors have never not had home court during their run, during their stretch, the last three championships.
When's the last time they won a series where they didn't have home court?
I don't think they've ever won one with this current Warriors iteration without having home court.
I'm going to need to look
because
at...
Because they lost to the Spurs way back, early on, when Steph was still like a child. They lost to the Spurs, and that San Antonio had home court in that.
And see, it's a little bit interesting because they've won games on the road in that time. It's not like they only win at home, but we know they play so well at home. I don't know who had home court in which final series. I would have to go back and look at that.
The Warriors have had it in all three. Because they've had the better record.
That's true. They've had the best record in the league. So we don't really... There's a lot of unknowns in the series with the Rockets.
I also think even though we know LeBron winning those two at Toronto was huge, and he plays well on the road, but the Celtics play really well at home. And we know the Celtics have a great crowd. Houston's crowd, we'll see if they show up. Houston's not exactly known for having a great basketball crowd. But I do think that's a factor to keep your eye on, that... Each team that is kind of the incumbent, the Warriors and the Cavs, or they are the incumbents, not kind of, they are, neither of them have home court.
It is interesting that the Challengers seem to be on favorable ground. I like that you're using words like incumbent now.
I'm thinking politically.
You're just seeping into the politics. Like I'm seeping the little political corner of my brain into your brain. That's outstanding. The Celtics bench was a disaster last night. You had Marcus Smart at 14, but he also still thinks he's a three-point shooter, and he missed five free throws. Marcus Smart, what are you doing? Between him and Embiid launching threes with 12 on the shot clock late in the game, like horrible, awful threes. That was poor. The Celtics had six guys in double figures.
And they only played
eight. Are you kidding me? They only played eight guys, and they had six in double figures. The balance. Oh,
that's the other part when you talk about Brett Brown versus Brad Stevens. Overall, top to bottom, Brad Stevens, does he still have the more talented roster?
Roster's better.
You know?
They have one thing that without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, we know that the roster is of a certain caliber. Like, there's a ceiling on the roster. Look at who started for them last night. Terry Rozier was a middle of the first round pick. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, all lottery picks. And stars or budding stars in the league. That's a really, like, if you told me that you were going to have four first-round picks, three lottery picks, and a starting five, I'd say that starting five is real good. So, to some degree, we probably overstate what Brad Stevens has overcome because it's sort of like the Warriors without Steph. And nobody losing a lot of, losing a lot of sleep or in that Warriors locker room over Steph going out because you still have really good players. And nobody's going to give them any sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the names are Kyrie and Gordon, could you imagine Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward in this series? This would be their starting five. This would be the starting five of the Celtics. It would be Kyrie, Hayward, probably Bane still, Tatum and Horford with Rozier, Brown, Marcus Smart, and Marcus Morris coming off the bench.
Whew. Can you see why LeBron feels the need to go join a better team? Because he's not winning the East next year if Hayward and Kyrie are healthy.
LeBron should be a better GM.
That
you want to be a GM and compete with Danny Ainge? LeBron signed up to compete with Danny Ainge as a GM.
A healthy Warriors versus a healthy Celtics is the NBA Finals America deserves.
Yes.
We'll see if we ever get it.
Yes. Love it. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. We will talk. We'll kind of transition this a little bit. We also have baseball tickets to give away. We'll do that coming up. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford S 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. I can't believe some people think using Groupon is hard. I mean, all you need to buy, book, and save money is right in the app. And the more you do, the more you save. What, y'all need a pep talk? Okay, get out your phone, open up the Groupon app, and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. It's never been easier. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
I'm Bridget, Executive Health Coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
We put the media in social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at 1055 The Roar.
You guys, look! It's Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry! Oh my God, Steph, I'm such a big fan!
Thanks, it's nice to meet you.
Hey, I know we just met, but can I sit on your lap during your next post-game press conference?
Sure, I'm gonna see why not.
And now, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlett.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour.
We're entering the time of the sports calendar where we get to ask Kelly Gramlich in these middle of the week days, Wednesday, Thursday, all the days. Level of interest in your day baseball today.
Okay.
We've
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, okay. The level's going to be zero most of the time. Here's what we got today. Can I entice you with the decidedly average San Francisco Giants coming in at a gentleman's 19-18 against the Philadelphia Phillies, who are going for 15 wins in their first 20 games at home? 21-15, the Phils, fighting Phils. Can I entice you with that at all? Do you care beans about this?
I'll let you know by sound effects. That's a no. Is that it? Yeah. What time is that game starting?
It's already started.
I can't, Quack. Okay. I need you to rationalize this for me. I need you to explain this to me. It is really hard for me to take a sport seriously that plays a game at noon on a Thursday or noon on a Tuesday.
There are some arguments that you make that I understand but disagree with. This one I don't get at all.
Why not?
Why would you not give businessmen and women the opportunity to go and lunch at the ballpark?
Because
why would you not
only
do
have
that?
An hour lunch.
Get your kids out. No. Not in these cities. You have day. You just take your work to the ballpark.
So in a city,
it's
you
a
can
client
take a lunch.
Of course, it's a client lunch. You take clients. Of course, you do.
Clark, I grew up in a city. Lunch is the same. It's an hour.
It's a client lunch.
It's the same lunch.
If the places that were serious about baseball, people go to these day games.
I just think that you're basically saying we're forfeiting the idea that we're going to have a packed house. Which means maybe you play too many games.
This is actually interesting. I'm going to make one argument about this coming up in just a second. Texter makes a good point. We'll get to that as well. Why does baseball play these games? Ty Black is on the mound for the Giants, the immortal Ty Black. And Vince Velasquez, who's very good, but also gave up a bomb to Gregor Blanco in the first. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Harry's.com. You got to love Harry's. You got to love the great shave. Every single time I shave with Harry's is a brand new experience, even though, much like the Warriors and Cavaliers, I know what to expect. Any outcome is predictable, but every time it's fresh and new. It's like the best of both worlds. Harry's founders tired of paying more than they should. That's why their blades cost only $2. The replacement cartridges are less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They can offer a great shave at a price much lower than the leading brand with fast, free shipping. They've also got 100% quality guarantee with their products. It's unbelievable. No subscription required as well. A lot of people go to Harry's. They think you got to sign up. You don't have to. It's an option, but you can get it whenever you want. You can get the replacements or you can get started however you want. In fact, for a limited time only, Harry's got a special offer for any listeners of our show. New customers can get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code OOB at Harry's.com. Get that five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover for just $3, and the shipping is absolutely free when you use the code OOB at Harry's.com. Use the code OOB once again at HARRYS.com at checkout to claim your offer and join the millions of guys who've switched to Harry's.com. Texter from the 864 says it's getaway day for travel. This will come up at some point this year that the Yankees and Red Sox will make it an excuse, and it's actually a fairly valid one, that a lot of their games, because it's Yankees, Red Sox, you want the big gate because people want to come watch the play. Like the Cubs, they'll say this. And because of that, their travel schedule is ridiculous. Like they'll lose some games sometimes because of the travel schedule, like on a Thursday like this. They'll play at 7:10 because nobody wants their game against the Cubs or the Yankees, let's say, at 1:10 because of the gate, because you want big crowds at the games. And because of that, you're not getting out to the wee hours and you fly to another city and you come in the wee hours of the morning and then you get to another ballpark and you have to play at 7:10. Like, it's kind of a big deal when you don't play these games because of travel, when you don't have an off day in between. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and because you play so many games and the travel is tough. I get that. I get the logistics part of it, but maybe that's a sign you play too many games. Maybe.
Some would say. Some would say that's true.
Who else is playing today?
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Only one game.
Yeah, not very interested.
A lot of four-game series this weekend. Like Braves-Marlins down in South Beach. Caleb Smith has been very impressive, a young left-hander for the Marlins going up against Folty. Beat around last weekend in his most recent start.
Don't the Sox and Yankees play again tonight?
Sox and Yankees get together once again tonight. Sabathia on the hill for the Yanks. Eduardo Rodriguez 3-0, but with a bloated ERA for Boston. I like that. I like the matchup there. Yankees going to win the series tonight at 7:05.
A texter says, I'm down for sports anytime. And I totally agree. My point is, I don't think many people can watch it. That's kind of my point.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. If you get a chance to, it's good. Like for non-traditional jobs like ours, like we get to watch. Like I watch a lot of 3:30, 4 o'clock games, Major League Baseball in the afternoon. Like I'll go home and I'll be doing stuff and have it on.
Here's the thing, too. If you are working wherever, you're working at your job, and it's between noon to 3, you're listening to Out of Bounds. So how are you going to do your job, listen to Out of Bounds, and watch a baseball game?
You just got to have one eye. You got to have one eye on the game. You have one eye on your work and both ears on out of bounds.
Both ears on OOB.
All four eyes and ears occupied. There we go. Let's see. While we're on it, just out of curiosity, anything that I can, anytime I can entice you with a baseball story or a baseball matchup, I'll try to do that. But this is not any good whatsoever. These games are terrible today. Nats and Diamondbacks. Your boy Zach Greinke's going for the Diamondbacks today. Your boy Zach against the Nats at 9:40 tonight. That's past your bedtime. Let's see. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Just throwing all these allegations out there.
I mean, that's basically it. I'm not going to be able to entice you with anything. Brewers and Rockies are both 21 and 16. They play today, but.
Do you think it's time I start picking my team?
I mean, you would think. It's mid-May, Kelly. We're May 10th.
It's not mid-May.
It's been 6 weeks of the season. You got to know. I think by the end of May, you have to have picked your team. So you might want to be trending that direction.
June 1st. June 1st, I pick my team.
June 1st?
Does that sound good?
That's a Friday. We could do that.
All right.
Before the first weekend series of June.
June 1st, I will officially jump on the bandwagon of a certain Major League Baseball team. Stay tuned.
June 1st. That's
probably
going to
be the one with the best record.
I'm excited. Well, then you're going to pick, and this goes to the Texas point from the 864. And normally I agree with it. Please don't push Red Sox Yankees on us like ESPN does. Every time these two teams meet, it's on ESPN like we all must care and have picked a side. This particular year, I disagree with that. If you're not watching Red Sox Yankees, you're missing the best baseball. They're the two best, the teams with the two best records. Unless you're just a hater. It's one thing if they're like 18 and 22 and 16 and 24 and they're telling you that every game is the greatest ever and every game is the, you know, is the pinnacle of the sport and it lasts 4.5 hours, these middling teams. I get it. But the Yankees are 26 and 10 and the Red Sox are 25 and 11 and the only team even really close to them in terms of win percentage is the Diamondbacks at 24 and 12. But that they're a game back.
And the Strohs.
Strohs are 24 and 15, but that's still 4 and 5 games back in the loss column of the Yankees and Red Sox. But they're clearly the two best teams in baseball right now.
I think the texter's point, which we kind of talked about yesterday with our rivalry discussion, don't push it on me like this is the only Red Sox-Yankees game that I need to... It's the most important one. They're going to play so many times this year. So don't tell me it's vital that I need to watch it tonight.
They are going to play so many times. I still say, like, it's a different thing, but when the... Let's see, what's a good example? When the Warriors play the Spurs, I'll say that. Warriors and Spurs play. Most years, they're going to be top 3 or 4 in the West. Do you really have to watch all 4 of them? Like, let's say they play 4 times. You have to watch all 4?
There's going to be 4 pretty good games.
Okay, well, the Red Sox and Yankees are going to play 19 really good games. I'm not saying you have to watch them all, but tonight, if you want to watch baseball tonight, that's the best game that's going to be played tonight. Every one of the games they play this year is going to be really fun. So I would say, yes, they push it on you, but you can make that argument better other times when the game's not as good. Ultimately, the game's got to be good for me to watch, and I'm going to watch this tonight. I'll be watching Yanks and Sox because they're the two best teams in baseball. That's what I would say. No, you don't have to watch all the Warriors-Spurs games. You don't have to watch all 4, but if you don't, you're missing a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just being a hater at that point.
I agree with that.
This year.
Fair point.
Look, next year, if the Yanks and Sox are combined 500 and they're pushing it on us, these four-hour games, like this is the greatest thing that's ever seen, I'll be the first one to come on the air at 12:07 the day after and tell you what a disgrace it is that they push it on us. But this year is not the case.
Looks like you changed the texter's mind because he responded, touche.
Well, thank you, texter. I appreciate that. I generally agree with this guy, and I've said it before. The Red Sox and Yankees, they highlight the how long the games are and all this, but... Like, tonight, Sabathia's going, the ageless wonder, CeCe Sabathia, maybe in his final. He said if the Yankees win the World Series, he's out. He's retiring.
How old is CeCe Sabathia?
He's like 37, 38. I mean, he's an old guy.
How old is Bartolo Colon?
Oh, boy. Bartolo.
He's who I think of when I think oldest player in Major League Baseball. Now that Ichiro.
You know what he's listed as?
Bartolo's 44.
You know what he's listed
as? He's going to be 45 in 2 weeks.
Can you guess his dimensions if you're not looking at it right now?
I just saw him. He's close to 300 pounds, right?
5'11", 285. 5'11", 285.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 285 pounds. That guy's Bartolo. Chin's got chins. It is truly remarkable that Bartolo Colon is still... I mean, frankly, it's remarkable that the guy's not, like, in a hospital somewhere. But he's actually playing a sport.
Not having gastric bypass.
That's what I'm saying. And he's 1-1 with a 3.29 ERA this year or something. 3.32.
Quack. Of course, as I Google Bartolo Colon to see how old he is, coming up on 45, I find the headline of the day about Bartolo. Bartolo Colon makes gum sandwiches in between innings, and it is as weird as you think it
you're,
is.
You're joking me.
Gum sandwiches.
Gum sandwiches?
He apparently puts like, this is what he says. He flattens out a couple pieces of gum, takes out the gum he was already chewing, puts it in the middle of the two pieces of gum, and makes a sandwich, and then just keeps chewing the gum.
What a weirdo. This guy's such a weirdo.
He's so weird. But he's also a pitcher. He's probably so bored. He's got to do
That's true. All right, short break. When we come back, Kelly's show is going to be re-aired tonight at 7 o'clock, her inaugural Saturday show. One of the great topics is trends in college football. We'll discuss that on the other side. We also have Brian Edwards coming up at 2:05. Lots more to do here on the program. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds in a moment.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson will play its final home series this weekend when the Tigers host Austin Peay at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. on Friday, 4 on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Tune in on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presents Coach Steve Spurrier June 6th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Coach Spurrier's storied career as a player and a coach has made him one of the most decorated football icons in history. Don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with the head ball coach and enjoy a special evening with a one-of-a-kind silent auction. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presented by Ingles Markets. For information and to purchase your tickets, visit scfootballhof.org/shop.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King, smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce, because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Sports on the Quirky Side. It's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab, I took the drive ahead of time. Get me the fast. I got your body on my mind. I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high.
Hour number two, Out of Bounds, rolls on here on a Thursday. Brian Edwards coming up with us at 2:05 in the next segment. This hour brought to you in part by Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games in the upstate, 30 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, right off Haywood Road. You can't miss it. Stop by Local Q for the massive beer selection, the delicious appetizers and starters, hearty barbecue and entrees, and of course the board games, as well as other games such as cornhole, ping pong, pool, shuffleboard, and darts. Also, Local Q has a new event space. It can be rented out for corporate events, wedding events, birthdays, you name it. Great food and drinks for everyone. The private room has a full bar and TVs to watch all kinds of sporting events. We had our college basketball tip-off show there back in March. It was a great success. So get $100 off your next event at Local Q in their new event space when you mention my name, Kelly Gramlich. Visit their website today, localq.com, or give them a call, 864-288-6873.
Before we get to Brian Edwards, Kelly, you on Saturday addressed a topic that is of particular interest over the summer when we're sort of bridging a gap between things that mattered and things that will matter, like college basketball and college football. And one of the things that you sort of postulated, that you threw out there, was some of these trends in the world of college football. And as sort of a tease for what you might hear on the KG show coming up tonight at 7, they're going to re-air from 7 to 8, and then you can hear a brand new live edition on Saturday at 10 a.m., 10 to 11, where Kelly's going to sit down with Doc Redman, and they've got a good time. What are these three trends? I know that you were very excited about this. I've seen a little bit about this and heard you talk about this a little bit. These three trends in college football, very interesting. We'll talk about it here, and then we'll get Brian on, and then maybe finish up the discussion on the other side. But as we're looking sort of ahead, big picture, and not really focused yet on specifics of college football, some things we may want to watch in terms of maybe some historical benchmarks.
Three trends I found.
Okay.
Now, the third one is a little bit of a stretch.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a stretch. I call it my Tim Beret stat because it's out there, but it's there. The trend is there, and I think it can tell us a little bit about the Heisman Trophy. We'll get to that one. But the first one has to do with the playoff. And we've had four playoffs, Quack. Each year, we've had at least one team from the previous playoff make the current playoff. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So in 2015, you had Bama, Oregon, Florida State, Ohio State. The next year, Alabama made it. repeated, but then you had three new teams. In 2017, Alabama and Clemson both made it again. In 2018, Alabama and Clemson both made it again. So the trend that we can see from that is that at least one team, at least one from last year's playoff will be in this year's playoff.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. That you're going to have some sort of carryover because there's not enough depth at the top. And there's also not enough drop-off from some of the major players. Now, I will say that means that one of the three of Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia has got to go in. And I would imagine that probably two of the three have a very good chance.
Here's my, but that's it's funny you said that. So is Oklahoma completely out of the running?
I would say Oklahoma, probably a realistic expectation for Oklahoma is to fall short of that this year.
Okay.
You lose Baker.
I agree.
Lincoln Riley's got to sort of reestablish that quarterback position. The offense is going to be fine, but we know that Baker Mayfield, the type of season that he had, was very important and will not easily be replaced, especially by a coach and a coaching staff that hasn't shown that they can replace a player of that caliber.
And we also know the Oklahoma spring game ended in a 3-3 score at the end of regulation.
Yep.
So the offense might not be there. I think it's definitely between Georgia, Bama, and Clemson. In the past 2 years, we've had two teams return, and it's been Clemson and Bama.
Right.
Or sorry, the past three years. The last 2 years they've returned, but the past 3 years have been both Clemson and Bama. The poll I put out during the KG show, it was about 70% of voters said two teams would make it again. Now, they could be thinking, I think the most realistic way to look at it is Clemson and the SEC champion. Now, of course, our SEC champion was Georgia last year and not Bama. But I think a lot of people also postulate, as mm-hmm. you say, that we will not have the same situation as last year, getting two teams from the SEC in. I think that there's a rare chance that's going to happen again, especially the year after it just happened.
I don't think so, because here's what I see coming out of the SEC. I see Georgia and Bama both being elite, like above everybody else, and Bama really not having a whole lot of pitfall games. Georgia's got some pitfall games, but the schedule for both of those would be easier in terms of potential, in terms of potential losses. I feel like it's an easier slate this year on both. Now, that's just off the top of my head. We don't know how some of these teams, but it feels like Auburn's going to be down a little bit, just a tad. LSU's going to be down still, like not really competing with Bama in the West. And then in the East, you made all these coaching hires, but is there going to be a major change at Florida in year one with Dan Mullen? Is there going to be a major change at Tennessee in year one? Georgia seems destined to win the East. Is South Carolina really going to challenge? You know, it just feels like both of those teams are the cream of the crop, but I don't see the loser of the championship game getting in. So I think the fact that Alabama makes the championship game, actually, if they were to lose it, they would have been less likely to get in as opposed to just sitting it out. I don't see some dark horse team coming in and doing it. So it's going to be one of those two. And then if you told me there would be two, then the obvious choice would be Clemson for the other one, because we know Clemson may have the most favorable combination of schedule and talent in the country.
Speaking of schedules, the two main things to know about Alabama and Georgia's schedules, neither of them are playing an elite Power 5 non-conference opponent this year.
Right.
Georgia's playing nobody. Their non-conference opponents are Austin Peay, let's go Peay, Middle Tennessee, Georgia Tech, and UMass. Bama is playing Louisville in that opening game, but Louisville, we know how much Louisville's going to drop off. That's not even a thing. The other part of this is both Georgia and Bama get Auburn at home. Both of them do.
Yes.
So I think that we're definitely, all signs are pointing towards a Georgia-Bama SEC championship game. And like you said, could the loser get in? Here's the other caveat that we didn't have last year. What if they're both undefeated? Then does the loser get in?
I still say the loser of a conference championship game is not getting in. I don't think a loser of a conference championship game is getting in. We hadn't had that yet, have we?
No.
We've had teams that didn't make it.
Who didn't get make
in,
it, right.
Finished second in the division. But we've not had a team that lost last week get in.
If they're both 12-0, if Tua comes in and beats Georgia in overtime again or something crazy, they're not going to put Georgia in the playoff?
No.
A 12-1 Georgia?
No.
With their only loss being Bama?
Yes.
I think they would.
You think they do that?
Yes.
With no press. I mean, I know it's still, we're still in small sample size territory. Much like putting two SEC teams in, which they did last year, I'm going to go, I'll believe it when I see it. Because they, you had a pretty good argument last year. Like, didn't Wisconsin lose? Mm-hmm. Undefeated. They lose. You could have made a great argument for Wisconsin as a one-loss division champion to get in, and instead they put Alabama in, who was not a division champion, over Wisconsin.
You bring up Wisconsin. This is not a trend. We'll get back to the trends. But I'm gonna, I just want to ask you this just real quickly, Quack.
Okay.
I was brainstorming topics for my first show last week, and I came across this topic. I wrote it all out, and then I scratched it. I was like, no. But speaking of Wisconsin, speaking of Georgia, speaking of Bama, I think there are only 8 teams that could win the national championship this coming year. And I think that your playoff will most likely involve these 8 teams.
Okay.
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued. I've got one other thing with these schedules,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do that first?
No, do your thing first.
These are my 8.
Okay.
Unless the status quo completely changes, I think these 8 teams will make up the 4-team playoff.
Okay.
Some combination.
8 teams for 4 slots.
Yeah. I'll start, let's just start with the ACC. I have Clemson.
Okay.
That's the only team I have.
That's it?
In the ACC.
All right.
In the, I'll go alphabetical, the Big 10, they're first alphabetically. I have 3.
Letters and numbers are hard. Yeah.
I have 3 from the Big 10.
3?
3.
Okay.
Ohio State.
Okay.
Penn State.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Penn State? Losing Barkley?
I think Penn State returns the best quarterback in the Big 10.
Well, that's not hard.
I know. It's not hard. And maybe Shea Patterson. Maybe Shea Patterson emerges, but
I guess so.
Hornibrook, I mean, McSorley's better than Hornibrook. Hornibrook is the slowest passer of the football we've ever seen.
He made some plays last year.
And he had a great Orange Bowl. He had a great Orange Bowl. That's the thing with Wisconsin. With that division, Nebraska's not going to be good enough this year to really, you know, contest with Wisconsin. Minnesota's not going to be there. I don't think Iowa's going to be there. Northwestern, Wisconsin's going to win that division. And if they do, then they have a very good chance to make it to the playoff. If they can win their league, they have Hornibrook. They return Jonathan Taylor, which you know is a huge get for them, a Heisman hopeful for them at running back. They do draw both Michigan and Penn State from the East, and both of those are on the road,
which
is difficult.
I'm convinced that Wisconsin could put me or you behind that offensive line in that system, and we get 1,500 yards.
But Jonathan Taylor is still a baller. He is.
Yeah.
He has a great offensive line.
Just like
line.
All their running backs are always ballers. They just do a good job with it.
So do you disagree with any of those 3?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, no, I agree. I agree with those 3. Yeah. I agree with those 3.
So those are,
although I still don't, I think Penn State drops a little bit. I don't think you'd lose Barkley and just like have another one. Not where James Franklin is with his program.
Okay.
I don't think there's another Saquon just right around the corner. And I'm not sure that McSorley can just win a bunch of games by his lonesome without that.
They also lost Gesicki too.
Yeah,
second round pick.
Yeah, best playmaker they had on offense. It wasn't Barkley.
I know, and I put Penn State in there because
they were in it last year.
Yeah,
and it's in a sorry league kind of.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. Their schedule's manageable. They play Pittsburgh in the non-conference, and then they play, of course, Michigan and Ohio State in their division. But they draw who do they draw from the other side? Iowa, which is definitely manageable, and who's in the other side? Am I Maryland? Aren't they awkwardly in the
Maryland
other side?
Maryland is in the East. Maryland's in the East.
Oh, Wisconsin. They draw. I just talked about that.
Yeah.
But they get Wisconsin at home.
Yeah.
I think Penn State's going to be in the mix. Those are 4. Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, Clemson. The other 4. In the SEC, Bama, Georgia, and Auburn. I think you have to still keep Auburn in the mix. You do.
Why you got to keep Auburn?
Jarrett Stidham. They bring back... they bring back Martin. They lose Johnson and Pettaway, but they bring back Martin. They bring back their running back position. They have like 4 guys that are in the mix. They're still going to be able to run the ball. Auburn's still going to be in the mix. I'm not willing to throw Auburn out just because they lost to UCF in the Peach Bowl and whatever. They still beat Alabama last year.
Yeah, they did it at home though. You going to Athens, to Tuscaloosa, that's 2 losses. You're out.
Here's the thing though. When you're looking at which teams can possibly do it, can possibly be in the playoff, if you start thinking like that, you're just going to have 3 teams. You're going to have 3 teams that can make a 4-team playoff.
You would have 7.
No, because you're thinking Penn State should be out. You're thinking Wisconsin should be
out. I think Penn State should be out. Wisconsin's fine to me because they play in the West. They got to win at Penn State. They'll be fine. Auburn, to me, is going to be worse as a team this year than last. and they have two tougher games in their league than they had in their entire slate last year when they, you know, made a push as a two-loss team.
They also draw Washington in that first game. Washington's on my list.
Okay.
Washington's my only team from the Pac-12.
You really like Washington. You want to go play there.
I do, yeah.
You're a big fan.
Well, Browning's going to be healthy.
We
think.
We always assume. Sometimes that bites us.
Washington's my team from the Pac-12, and I think that's all eight. So it's the eight teams that I think can make the playoff next year. Washington, Clemson, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State, Auburn, Georgia, Alabama.
I got to look at more
of
these teams.
Who did I miss?
I don't think you missed anybody.
I do not have a Big 12 team.
I would probably shrink the list. I don't see a Big 12 team that's good enough to do it.
Carolina Mountaineer gets in, West Virginia. I think if you're going to consider a Big 12 team, maybe you consider West Virginia.
You know, I'm always iffy because of the travel issues of West Virginia. I'm always iffy on anointing West Virginia. But if you ask me right now who's the best team on May 10th, who's the best team in the Big 12, I'm probably going to say West Virginia. And with Will Grier and the way they can put up points, and if they can defend anywhere close to what they did last year, they should be able to win some ball games that way. They could be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I might put them in as opposed to Auburn or Penn State. Okay. I might give them a better chance because they got a good chance to win that league. And if you're a one-loss conference champion, you're going to be in at least in the conversation.
I understand the hesitations with Auburn and Penn State. I just thought they had to at least be in the conversation.
You probably could put them in there.
Two more trends coming after Brian Edwards.
And I want to ask, what's the toughest for Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson? What's the toughest game? Hour three's next.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Dust up. Kick the dust up with a set of Toyo Open Country MTs from the Pendleton Tire Company. Get that stance you've been looking for with a rough country suspension lift and a set of Fueler XD wheels. Finish off that look with a set of Infab step bars and don't forget the WeatherTech floor liners. Get it all done from the guys who know and love trucks, the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at